99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Desmond Child.
Yes.
Grammy award-winning songwriter.
Icon.
Co-wrote Living on a Prayer, You Give Love a Bad Name, I Was Made for Loving You, Dude Looks Like a Lady, I Hate Myself for Loving You, Living La Vida Loca, many, many more.
Maybe you heard of him.
Yeah, maybe you heard of
Perhaps
some of his
of yeah.
work.
Yeah.
Desmond?
Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
How are you doing up there in Connecticut?
Freezing.
Can you help us out a little bit?
Can we get a natural?
I used to own a home in Washington, Connecticut.
Oh.
Oh, what a neat place.
Keyword used to.
Well, it was a long time ago, and it was really cold.
Nothing's changed, just so you know.
It's still the same.
Yes.
It's an honor to talk to you, Desmond. We're big fans of your music. Can I just start with Living on a Prayer? Is that the perfect song?
I think so.
Are you asking me?
Yes, I am.
I mean, you know.
I want to know what Desmond Child thinks of Living on a Prayer.
In my house, we call it Living Room on a Prayer.
Nice.
Because, you know, that song, you know, changed my life.
Yeah.
And I co-wrote it with John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora. And, you know, it was one of those magical sessions where, you know, John wanted to write a song about, you know, struggling working class couple. He had his friends from high school that he knew and that he was thinking about. I was thinking about the time when I had my girlfriend at the time, Maria Vidal, and she worked as a waitress, and everybody called her Gina.
Oh, wow.
And so that's where Gina came from. So there's a little bit of all of us, you know, the three of us with Richie Sambora in that song. The thing that that song has is an element of hope. And that's
right.
Why it stood the test of time. And people all around the world can sing that song by heart.
Yes.
It's like an anthem.
And it's just so fantastic to have been able to be a part of something so special.
That, the relatability.
Yeah.
The complexity of the idea, but the simplicity of the words. It sounds as if someone's talking, but the words just happen to rhyme.
Yeah.
It really is a masterpiece.
And everybody knows that couple.
Yeah, Tommy and Gina.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just, you know, love my collaborations with John Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora. Like, you Give Love a Bad Name, we wrote on the very first day we met.
Nice.
I have that kind of relationship with many bands, you know, where, you know, I come in and I'm almost like the fifth or sixth member of the band for the period of time where we're writing for an album. And, you know, it's a journey. And, you know, it's very intense and the friendship is deep. And, you know, I have that kind of relationship with Steven Tyler and Joe Perry. We wrote Dude Looks Like a Lady, and then the next day, Steven and I wrote Angel.
Wow.
And then we wrote Crazy, and then What It Takes, and, you know, it's been an incredible path, you know, to have a music career like that, where I get to be kind of behind the scenes, but a part of everything, and it's been wonderful.
Well, that album brought them back.
It did.
A Permanent Vacation album. That
From
was
the
their
dead.
Big comeback album.
Yep.
It brought me back.
So everybody's happy all around then.
Works for me. You can never have enough big hits.
No.
So have you written any of your hits just on your own, sitting down with no one in mind, or do you have someone in mind, or are you typically a collaboration with another band or an artist?
Well, I started out solely writing for my pop band, Desmond Child and Rouge. And we made two albums on Capitol Records. We were the musical guests on Saturday Night Live and all that. And during that time, I met Paul Stanley. He came to see us perform.
Cool.
And he came backstage and said, hey, want to write a song together? And I said, okay. And we wrote I Was Made for Loving You.
Wow.
That is a great song.
Holy crap.
And then wrote like 20 or more songs together for Kiss through the years and for Paul's solo records and all that. But, you know, That's the thing, you know. It's like when you have chemistry with somebody, great things happen.
We're talking to Desmond Child, Grammy award-winning songwriter. That's he heard that in your music that he would make a good, you guys would make a good pairing.
Well, because he loved soul music, and we were kind of doing a kind of fusion of rock and blue-eyed soul, Motown, and all of that. And Paul, you know, that's why I Was Made for Loving You turned out that way, because Paul is a huge fan of Motown. You know, if you listen to it, I mean, some people often said, you know, oh, well, that's a disco song. Mm. It's like, no, no, it's Motown with hard rock guitars.
Yep.
You know, like Standing in the Shadow of Love, like that kind of thing. And that's why I think the song, that song, is one of the most popular songs in the entire world, because it has soul, you know, has R&B built into it.
Okay, I get now why you're so successful, because you, it's not like you're just writing words down on a piece of paper and you hand it off to whichever artist will take it.
Yeah.
You are a part of the collaboration,
exactly.
The birthing and the raising of this child.
It's all in, yeah.
Yeah, I think that I've written with people that have made it really big and people that haven't made it. I never turn down an offer to write, you know, because you never know. I got a call to write with this girl that, you know, she had been with one, she was going to like one of two lead singers, and you know, she didn't have a record deal. She came to write with me, and we wrote a song called Waking Up in Vegas, and her name is Katy Perry.
Well, wow.
Jeez.
You know, that song was very important to her, and I'm going to go to see her next week in Vegas.
Awesome.
Itself, and I heard that she does a Rat Pack version of the song in her show.
Oh.
And I just can't wait.
Excellent.
Oh, I want to see it.
That is very cool.
This,
but you see, you sometimes you have to take a chance.
True.
You know, on somebody that doesn't even have a record deal. You know, something comes up and I look at my schedule, am I free that day? Yeah, come on, let's do it.
Awesome.
Let's see what happens. And, you know, I've written over 5,000 songs.
Whew.
Most of them bad, because it took, you know, I've had like maybe 2,000 of them recorded on some fashion. Of those, 80 became top 40 hits. Of those top 40 hits, I've had maybe like, you know, 10, 12 number ones. You know, it took 5,000 songs to get 12. You know,
well,
what do you think?
It's the law of averages. Swing for the fences and you'll hit the home runs.
Exactly.
But you had 5 songs in the top 20 at one period, didn't you?
I know.
Yeah.
Some were going up and some were going down, but they were like meeting in the middle.
They're all there.
And you know, that's a pretty hard thing to do, right?
Yeah.
And my best friend and biggest rival, Diane Warren, we co-wrote a lot of songs together, but, you know, we were just like fueling each other's ambition. And so she was, you know, she was going at it too. So, you know, they always, you know, people say that we were the king and queen of pop songwriting, and you know, but the only problem was trying to figure out which one was which.
Well, yeah, let's switch off.
I could talk to you for days, so I hope that you'll come back.
Right.
We've been playing your music for a long time.
Yes, we have.
Probably
still
built an extension or two on your house, so
right.
Anytime you want to come back.
And take a look.
But before we let you go, I want to talk about this Desmond Child and Friends Songwriting Fantasy Camp that anyone listening can be part of.
Absolutely. And you can be somebody who doesn't even write songs, and you're going to have the time of your life listening to all of these war stories and all of the craft that goes into making a song. It'll give you an appreciation of music that's very deep. And for those that are striving on whatever level, you're going to get something out of it to push you to the next level.
It's rockcamp.com. Visit that to sign up. And Desmond, honor to speak to you, but I want to get you back.
Yeah,
can
please.
We get you back? How did we get
yes.
you back?
Yes, because I've written my autobiography called Living on a Prayer, Big Songs, Big Life with David Ritz, and it's going to be out this year. And I'm also performing in Athens, Greece, my big show on June 27th. And everybody's invited to, you know, go get your plane tickets to Athens, Greece. It's, you know, it's Desmond Child Rocks the Parthenon. So if you want to check out all of my activities and fun things, stick with me on Instagram, desmond.child.
We are your new best friends.
Yes, we are.
And our producer will be annoying your people shortly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Desmond.
Thank you.
Thank you, you guys.